Hi, welcome, and thanks for joining me. This is the Just MS Show.
It's going to be a lot of fun. This guy's done so much for the goddamn medical community in the state. Yeah, but Justin, my dogs, everybody, love you, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so
Hello, and welcome back to the Just MS Show, where we gather every week to connect, learn, and share about all things multiple sclerosis. I'm your host, Justin, committed to bringing you the latest updates, research breakthroughs, and inspiring stories from the MS world, because we are stronger together. Whether you're living with MS, know someone who does, or are simply interested in learning more about this condition, you're in the right place. We strive to create a supportive community and a beacon of hope for those affected by MS. Today, we bring you another edition of our weekly news roundup, presenting a snapshot of what's been happening in the MS world over the past week. According to a study from The New Scientist, a revolutionary blood test that can identify MS in people years before the onset of symptoms has been developed. Now that's a promising start. Unfortunately, Yahoo Australia reported a concerning rise in the number of MS cases worldwide. However, this could potentially be due to increased awareness and diagnosis, so let's keep our spirits up. Now for some uplifting community news. Rocky Mountain MS Center in Denver has been fortunate to have a dedicated volunteer who is a former MS patient herself. She's truly making a difference in her community. In scientific breakthroughs, research from newsmedical.net highlights that understanding brain-immune cell communication can unlock the secrets of MS progression. This could open up a whole new realm of potential treatments. Isn't that exciting? The MS Society has awarded a grant to support a clinical trial for a drug named CNMO8. Hopefully, we'll soon see positive results from this trial. In case you missed it, World Multiple Sclerosis Day was observed on May 30th, 2023. The theme was visibility, a fitting choice as we aim to shed light on this invisible battle. A thought-provoking article from MS Trust raises the question, does benign multiple sclerosis really exist? This is a topic we'll have to explore in depth in a future episode. A must-watch for everyone, the award-winning documentary about MS Living Proof, has made its television debut on the News Forum television network. An insightful interview on the health site dives deep into the struggles of living with MS and the invisible battle faced by millions around the world. Pharmaceutical giant Sanofi has announced positive data from a product named Frexalimab, which could be a game-changer in treating MS. AI technology is not just for self-driving cars. Researchers are using it to study MS, according to a report from MedTech News. A neurology live study has found that MS onset begins significantly earlier in Latinx patients, which again underlines the importance of inclusive research and understanding how MS affects different communities. Egypt is now providing state-funded treatment to 14,000 multiple sclerosis patients. This move is a huge step forward in making MS treatments accessible and affordable. Drag superstar Prada Major was honored on Good Morning America for raising funds and awareness for MS. Black Americans are more prevalent to MS than previously believed, according to a study from the University of Alabama. Lastly, an exciting study from Monash University has found that by balancing a specific type of immune cell, symptoms could potentially be reversed. That's all for this week's roundup. Remember, every new piece of information, every shared story, and every scientific breakthrough brings us a step closer to better understanding and ultimately finding a cure for MS. Links to the stories can be found in the show notes. Let these stories inform and inspire you, and remember to hold on to hope in our collective journey. I'm Justin, signing off on another episode of the Just MS Show, reminding you to stay strong, stay positive, and remember you're not alone in this fight. Until next time, keep believing and keep fighting.